Most people don't know there's a bee in dumb, so.
It could not be more clear that Trump doesn't actually know that there's a bee in the word dumb, and he's been repeating this over and over. All right, everybody, I don't know if you've seen this J.D. Vance clip that is going incredibly viral, but it has confirmed my MAGA mass psychosis theory. I swear to you, every single person who is still trapped in the MAGA movement has entered mass psychosis, where they want to cover their eyes with the most insane amounts of corruption and then try to pin things on the other side. There is an incredibly viral clip that I need to show you. You need to check this out. Of Vice President J.D. Vance essentially admitting how corrupt this administration is, but in other words, he's speaking at the Richard Nixon Foundation yesterday, and he invokes Richard Nixon. He says that Richard Nixon's legacy is kind of turning around. He implies that Nixon was treated unfairly by the deep state, and then he says, if what Nixon did happened today, the scandal wouldn't even last for 12 hours. I'll play for you the clip in just one moment, but what J.D. Vance is saying is actually correct. Like, at a fundamental level, what J.D. Vance is pointing out is correct, but not for the reason he thinks. This administration, the Trump admin, is so incredibly uniquely corrupt with their pardon economy, you know, having people pay them for pardons, the cryptocurrency scamming, World Liberty Financial, the self-dealing with other countries, and also the people around Trump, like his family members and the people in his peripheral view, enriching themselves as well. All of this combines to create perhaps the most corrupt administration in American history. I know President Harding was incredibly corrupt too, but in the modern era, Trump's level of corruption is unprecedented, unique, and never been seen at this type of scale and level. Even Watergate is blown out of the water by what Trump covers up every single day. No pun intended, blown out of the water. But I want to play for you this clip, but I think it's important to lay the groundwork as to how corrupt Donald Trump is. Let me show you this clip that I think more Americans need to be watching and understand. This is Trump being asked about Zhengpeng Zhao. CZ was the founder of Binance, who was pardoned by Donald Trump after he helped facilitate a $2 billion investment from the Saudis into Trump's crypto firm. CZ essentially allowed rampant human trafficking, funding for Hamas, drug trade through his platform of Binance. Trump pardoned the guy in a very corrupt manner, and then said he didn't know who the guy was. You know, at Macro Media, we've built out a whole document about Donald Trump's corruption, and it's one of the most extensive possible. Check this out. It says, the second Trump admin has operated as an unprecedented engine of self-dealing, pay-to-play access, and political retribution. Below, we have comprehensive accounting of the corruption defining the current term. I might post this online, make it publicly available. We've put a lot of work into this, Micah Irfan and I, but just check this out. The Trump family launched World Liberty Financial, a decentralized finance platform, and its associated stablecoin. Just after that, a firm tied to the UAE acquired nearly half of the USD1 for $2 billion. Just 2 weeks later, the UAE secured a first-of-its-kind agreement with the U.S. for access to highly coveted American-made chips. The man that Donald Trump pardoned, Zhengpeng Zhao, helped facilitate that. In October 2025, Trump pardoned CZ, the billionaire founder of the crypto exchange Binance, who had pled guilty. During Zhao's prison sentence, Binance reportedly provided free engineering support to help the Trump's World Liberty Financial crypto platform and elicit a $2 billion investment from the UAE. That $2 billion investment in return got the UAE a bunch of chips from the United States that they're precious, they're needed by the UAE and China. Trump is essentially just selling our country out in a pay-to-play manner. We'll return back to the corruption document, but it's worth pointing out, Trump put tariffs on every country across the globe and then removed his tariffs on Vietnam. And then 2 weeks later, they announced that he was getting a $1.2 billion golf course in Vietnam. The Qataris gave him a $400 million jet that we spent a bunch of money refurbishing. A few weeks later, Donald Trump announces that we are providing NATO-like protection to Qatar for some reason. The pay-to-play corruption is absurd, and this is just the beginning of it. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg with this corruption. As always, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump talking about the founder of Binance. This should scare every American. In my opinion, every American should be scared by this.
Why did you pardon him?
Okay, are you ready? I don't know who he is. And I heard it was a Biden witch hunt.
He knows nothing about it? This is the same guy that's been attacking Biden for AutoPen? He said that Biden never actually signed any of his documents. He used the auto pen. Yet Trump has pardoned person after person after person, and we're supposed to believe that he doesn't know who they are. The pardon economy that's been created is absurd. The presidential pardon power has been transformed into a transactional tool to reward political loyalty, we write in our document, wipe away the crimes of major campaign donors, and protect business allies. White-collar criminals convicted of massive fraud have seen their sentences erased and their restitution obligations to victims wiped out after funneling millions of dollars to pro-Trump political committees. I swear, send this to any MAGA supporters you know, because this is insane. Trevor Milton of Nikola, Trump pardoned Trevor Milton, the founder of the electric vehicle company Nikola, who was convicted of securities and wire fraud for lying to investors. Milton and his wife donated $1.8 million to Trump's re-election efforts. Then he got pardoned. The same thing happened with Julio Herrera. Their daughter donated $3.5 million to Trump's MAGA Inc. super PAC. Then Trump pardoned Julio. Joseph Schwartz, nursing home fraud. I mean, they claim to fight waste, fraud, and abuse, yet they are pardoning these very people. So this brings me back to this clip of J.D. Vance, where he is essentially admitting how corrupt this administration is. I have never heard a vice president with such little self-awareness admitting so much in such a simple 60-second clip. When Democrats take power come the midterms and come January of next year, we need to be launching intense oversight investigations into every single thing Trump and his allies did. They need to immediately have their asses on a chair in Congress under oath, answering for these pardons, answering for the cryptocurrency. Hell, Jared Kushner and Ivanka should be answering for this island or this coastal land that they're trying to buy in Albania that was clearly done via corruption. Let me show you this clip of J.D. Vance at the Richard Nixon Foundation. And this just is such a perfect insight into the corruption of this admin. We'll break it down on the other end.
So we were talking about this a little bit backstage, but I'm actually fascinated by Nixon as a character in history. I think that his historical legacy is enjoying a bit of a renaissance, but I think deservedly so. As I joked with Robert backstage, if Watergate happened tomorrow, it would be like a 12-hour news story. Like, the idea that it would have taken down a presidency is crazy. And by the way, if you look at the story of how the deep state took down Richard Nixon, it's not all that different from what the same groups of people, the same institutions tried to do to Donald Trump in the first Trump administration. There is a parallel.
Are they actually clapping for this shit? Who's clapping for this? Oh, well, they are at the Richard Nixon Foundation, so everybody there.
I also just, at a personal level, you know, okay, young senator, vice president, writes some best-selling books, is hated by the media. It kind of sounds like J.D. Vance. So I'm a little, you know, I've always liked Richard Nixon, but okay.
Is he directly comparing himself to Richard Nixon and then pointing out the fact that this administration floods the zone with so much corruption that even Watergate pales in comparison to, I don't know, the Epstein files cover-up, the pardon economy that we've referred to, the cryptocurrency, the self-enrichment? The worst part is Republicans are now on TV having to defend this statement. John Berman of CNN does a really good job of holding Representative Mark Alford, a Republican, accountable for what J.D. Vance said. Take a listen.
As a student of history, yes. I just want to ask you about something that Vice President Vance said. He was talking about Richard Nixon, and just listen to this.
If Watergate happened tomorrow, it would be like a 12-hour news story. Like, the idea that it would have taken down a presidency is crazy. And by the way, if you look at the story of how the deep state took down Richard Nixon, it's not all that different from what the same groups of people, the same institutions tried to do to Donald Trump in the first Trump administration. There is a parallel.
Every time I hear the clip, it just gets dumber.
You know, Richard Nixon authorized the break-in of the psychiatrists of Daniel Ellsberg, you know, on tape covering up the Watergate break-in. There was slush funds, other things there. Are we really saying no harm, no foul now?
Well, look, John, I was actually a young child and watched the Watergate hearings while the rest of my family was enjoying pitching washers at our family reunion outside. That's how much I was into it. But you got to remember back then, I think the point that the vice president was making is that now we live in an age of information where we are bombarded daily, hourly, instantly on our phones and through CNN and other...
Bro, this is a very charitable interpretation of what J.D. Vance said. It's so charitable that it kind of confirms my mass psychosis theory. Has the entire effing Republican Party entered mass psychosis where now people like Richard Nixon are the good guys, are great, they're not corrupt, and nowadays people like Obama are the ones who are the bad presidents? It's just, it's an inverse of reality. You know what the historical reality is? Richard Nixon was well-respected in foreign policy arenas and in certain policy arenas before his insane corruption, the Watergate scandal, and the subsequent cover-up of Watergate, which was the real scandal when it happened. But, I mean, the idea that J.D. Vance was talking about information overload is so incredibly separated from reality. J.D. Vance quite literally says that the deep state was going after him in the same way they go after Trump. He's trying to downplay the amount of corruption that happened because he's incentivized to. David French says, the reason why Watergate would be a 12-hour news story today is that Trump is so corrupt that Nixon seems almost quaint by comparison. Heck, the Gilded Age guys are kicking themselves for being born in the wrong century. There's much more dirty money to be made now. Michael Weiss says, quote, look at all the shit we can get away with now. Isn't it great? Is what he's saying here. Another rare moment of honesty from Vance. Again, this is crazy. I just want a normal country again. I'm a 23-year-old young dude, and I feel like through all of my formative years, I haven't seen normalcy in politics, which is okay. It's kind of normal to me now since I'm used to it. But I want to return to a politics where the president isn't out there spewing lies about elections, lies about fertilizer being thrown in the reflecting pool. Take a listen to this.
All the statues all over Washington, and they're really looking good. We caught some people vandalizing our beautiful reflecting pool. We have the reflecting pool. They took a box cutter or something very sharp. And can you imagine, where did these people come up with this? And they threw a little fertilizer in the water, which is not good. Fertilizer doesn't go well with water. Clear, beautiful water. It doesn't work well. But they caught him. They actually caught him, and those guys have some problems ahead of them.
Yeah. I think out of all the problems in our country right now, it's some random stooge who may or may not have been throwing fertilizer in a pool. I don't think it's the mass corruption that's happening in the form of pardons of Paul Wolczak, who was sentenced to 18 months in prison for failing to pay $10 million in taxes from nursing homes he controlled. He then donated $1 million to a fundraiser for Trump, and he was pardoned. Trump also pardoned Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, a bunch of political allies. I don't even think I've gotten to Section 3 yet, which is the stock trading and market manipulation. The president and his inner circle have engaged in market manipulation by broadcasting major policy shifts on social media just hours after encouraging followers to buy the stocks. Trump literally tweeted the ticker sign to Palantir. He like put the ticker. Trump bought a bunch of NVIDIA stock. 1 week later, he made a chip deal with China that sent the stock soaring. There's regulatory weaponization. We can get into all of that, but dude, the way that Trump and the Republican Party speak are putting people into psychosis.
Thank you very much, Zippy. It's good to see you look good. Under the last administration, Sleepy Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats, I change the name, it's dumb. I use it, I will probably always, until they become reasonable, I'll use a U instead of an E. It's very simple. Most people don't know there's a B in dumb, so it's a very simple change. I take out the E and I put in the U, and they're Democrats because their policies are so dumb. So that came out a little while ago.
Wow. Really clever stuff coming from the President of the United States, calling Democrats the Dumbocrats and saying that most people don't even know there's a B in it. I mean, it could not be more clear that Trump doesn't actually know that there's a B in the word dumb, and he's been repeating this over and over. Either way, it's quite literally the least important thing in this video, but either way, J.D. Vance is clearly pointing out the insane corruption happening in this administration, whether he intentionally did so or not, by comparing it to Richard Nixon, who, like, historically was known as a very corrupt president who resigned. So if J.D. Vance is saying, in this day and age, that what Donald Trump is doing literally wouldn't even make the headlines compared to Watergate's, pretty sure we can all concede that everything Donald Trump has done has either been an offense that you can resign over or be impeached over. What on this list is something that, like, you shouldn't be impeached over? I think the pardon economy should absolutely, absolutely be impeach-worthy. I think the stock market manipulation should be impeach-worthy. You could stop at any part in this document, and it would be impeachment-worthy. Analysis by major news organizations indicates that Trump has used the president to make at least $1.4 billion. That's actually outdated after we wrote this. It's now like $5 billion, and likely much more money. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will see you all in the next one. Peace out.